So. Yud Gimel Teves, Sunday the 31st of December, Rabbi Mendi Chizik, Vayokom Melech Chodosh. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Svi Hershel, Reb Yaakov Zeche Levrocha.
David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Lamed Beis, Al Tiyu Kesus Pered, do not be like a horse, like a pered, no hovin who don't understand. Ask the Mefarshim, Al Tiyu Kesus Pered, you know, it's the sort of words a parent tells a child, don't act like an animal. Why does David HaMelech in Tehillim find it necessary to say to us, Al Tiyu Kesus Pered, don't be like an animal in hovin who don't understand. So I saw in the Hakdoma of the Yechiv Uven, the late Magid Yerushalayim, the Uven Karnstein, the Moedik Einfall. He says, Moshe Lomo Hadova Doima, to a chasna, lovely hall set up, Kolminim Atamim, the room set up beautifully, and a horse gets invited to the chasana. So the horse wanders in, he looks around, he fancy cakes, fancy creams, drinks, he sniffs at them. As we say in English, it doesn't talk to him. He knows, puts his nose in here, nose in there, garnished. Fancy whiskies, soft drinks, single malt, double. It doesn't talk to him. He leaves the chasana all disappointed, he goes outside. And he sees, ah, grass, dirty water, amachaya. He gets stuck in there. So David HaMelech in Tehillim, Al Tiyu Kesus Kefered, don't be like that moshel of the horse who sees the beautiful ma'adanim and walks past and gets stuck into the rubbish of this world. Don't be you Kesus Kefered. Don't ignore the beauty of this world. Rather, enjoy what this world, enjoy the goodness, not the rubbish. Hay Alma says the Gemara in Erevin, Kebei Hilula Damya. This world compared to Chasana Hall. Chatoif Achoil, Chatoif Achoil. Grab and eat the Mesikus HaToyra, the sweetness, the words of Toyra, rather the rubbish of the Olam Hazeh. This week is sponsored Nishmas, my father's Zochen Evrocha. It's Yehesh Barib Yaakov. Yabri Sai, Zoyis Nechomosi Ba'onyi. When during a shiva, someone sent me a picture. It wasn't taken of my father. It was taken of a bar mitzvah hall. And you see the round tables at the hall. Is it? Mentioned, sitting, eating. But if you zoom into the background, you see another table. Zitzot Ayid, everyone schmoozing. Zitzot Ayid, with his head in the Mishnayos. One person in the hall that's visible on the picture, his glasses are up, head in his Mishnayos. When we went through his car recently, we saw the Mishnayos kept in his glove compartment. Dosig men ayid, al tiyu kesus kefered. They're over eating their food, they're sitting schmoozing. One yid on the picture, head inside the Mishnayos. Now, boys are coming here this morning, I feel the same thing. Al tiyu, ya boys are with Mekayim, the words of David HaMelech, so aptly. The world is busy, the sales, New Year, and we stand here, we sit here today in the Shoimim, Barachli Seville, listening and understand. We are not Kesus Kefered. We're not ignoring the beauty of this world. We're grabbing the words of Torah, because we are not Kesus Kefered. The Pasuk says in Hanting a Parsha, as it says in the title of the Shir, Vayokom Melech Chodosh Amitzroyim, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. A new king came up on Mitzrayim who didn't know Yosef. Who didn't know Yosef HaTzadik. Lo yoda. I both say, the cash is not mine. The Marocha, B'siyat HaShemaya, it's pulled together, shtikal mi, shtikal svorim. The cash is Yodua, I both say. Paro was a Rosh HaMarusha. If we had to describe Paro, in a history book would say, murderer, mass murderer. He killed every single day 150 children in the morning and the same again in the evening and bathed in their blood. Pagoy was a man, Agosha, Hova Neschak Moloi. He tried to plan to kill Klal Yisrael. So many plans, so much evil. Agosha Marusha, compared to Hitler Yimach Shemoy Stalin, Yimach Shemoy Zichron. And the Torah has one line to describe it. Asher lo yoda es yis. That's it. Who was the man? Ve'egeven de Pagoy. How does the Torah have to describe this man? Simple. One line. Asher lo yoda es yis. Is that it? Is that the way the Torah HaKadosh wants us to remember Paroi? Asher Yoda is Yosef. It actually brings down Machloikas. What does Asher Yoda mean? Was he a new king who didn't know Yosef? Or an old king who pretended not to know? But is that really Yosef? Is that the description? Is that a description of Paroi? A posuk. On Tisha B'Av, we lament the story of the killing, the terrible killing of Zechariah HaNavi. The Posuk tells us Zechariah was a son of Yehoyada HaKohen. He lived at the time, the first place of Mikdosh. The Melech at the time was Yoyosh. And Yoyosh himself had been helped by Zechariah's father. Let's be clear on history. Yoyosh the Melech himself had been helped by Zechariah's father, Yehoyada HaKohen. Chazal tell us, Zechariah's father, Yehoyada, hid him from enemies for 7 years in a room in the Beis HaMikdosh to literally save his life. So thinking about it, Zechariah was owed a massive favor by Yoyosh HaMelech. Yoyosh, according to Chazal, made himself some type of god. And Zechariah wasn't happy. Ruach Elokim lovsho es Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen. Zechariah had on him the Ruach HaKodesh. And he said to the people, Loma atem oivrim es mitzvos Hashem. Why are you transgressing the commandments of HaKodesh Baruch Hu? You will be successful. You've left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's left you. Musa. A Musa lesson from Zechariah HaNavi to Klal Yisrael, being led by Yoyosh HaMelech. And don't forget, Yoyosh HaMelech himself owed a massive debt of gratitude to Zechariah's father. Says the Pasuk, it didn't work. Vayirgamuhu oven b'mitzvas HaMelech b'chatzar b'is Hashem. There, in the Chotzer Beis Hashem, in the Azara, no less, Klal Yisrael, by the commandment of Yoyosh HaMelech, stoned Zechariah HaNavi. If we had to write the story, we'd say, murderer, terrible, mass murderer, attack somebody. Nochme, before we do the next Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, I'll tell you the Loshon of the Yerushalmi and Tanis. The Yerushalmi and Tanis says that Klal Yisrael Bo'isa Yoyoyim sinned 7 times. 7 times. No less than 7. Why? Number one, Zechariah was a Kohen. He was a Novi. He was a Dayan. It was Damnoki. Zechariah was innocent. Number five, they were Metame the Azoro. Number six, it was Shabbos. Number seven, it was Yom Kippur. I don't think it's much worse. The killing of Zechariah, a Kohen, a Novi, a Dayan, in the Azorah, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. We discuss this on Tisha B'Av. Says the Torah HaKadosh in Novi, Divrei Yomim Beis, Chof Dalet, Chof Beis. How does the Novi discuss and describe this killing? V'lo zochar Yoyosh HaMelech HaChesed, Asher also Yehoyada Aviv Imoy. Yoyosh HaMelech did not remember the kindness that Zechariah's father did with him. And he killed his son. Almost identical pasuk to Heinzig Parsha. Asher leyoda es Yosef, v'lo zocha yeyosh ha-melech. It's not me, Rabbi Yisrael. The Mefarshim should bring out this point. It's clear from both Torah and Nevi'im that we're being taught a very powerful lesson in these words. The Hakdoma to Ritzicha, the beginning of that terrible downward spiraling path, starts not at Ritzicha. It starts at Kfuye Toiv. It starts at ignoring and forgetting what someone's done for you. And it's Ritzicha. Twice. V'lo yoda, asher lo yoda es Yosef. Yes, a mass murderer. How did he get there? Asher lo yoda es Yosef. And here in the Pesukim in Novi, V'lo zochar yoyosh ha-melech. Yoyosh ha-melech did not remember that he himself had been saved, his life had been saved by Zechariah's father, Yoyoda ha-koyev. Let me see about it. It's Ramban. Ramban in the volume, where the Torah Kedusha tells us that Amoy and Amoyov are not allowed into Klal Yisrael. Le'yovoy Amoyni Umoyovi Bekala Hashem Adoylam. They're not allowed into Klal Yisrael. Says the Torah, why? Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. They didn't offer us bread or water. That's it. Klal Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim in the Midbar, and they go past Amon and Moav, and then offer bread and water. That's it. Says the Ramban, they forgot the basics of Hakaras Adoyev. Who were they? Amon and Moav were descendants of Loit. Klal Yisrael, descendants of Avraham Avinu. No. Put the two together. Who saved Loit? How did Amon and Moav come into existence? Because Avraham saved Loit. Avraham saved Loit. Loit's daughters had a relationship with him and they brought Amon and Moav. No, b'schus Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saved Loit. So Amon and Moav are only around in the world because of Klal Yisrael. And you can't give them lechem or mayim. Says the Ramban, they can't enter Klal Yisrael. Aldavar, that's it. Ashley kidmu eschem alechem v'amayim. The lack of Hakaras HaToiv means they can't enter Klal Yisrael. That is Paroi. That is Yoyosh. And that's what Novi's telling us. Peletik Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael. Peletik Gemara Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about different kings in Klal Yisrael and what they did to anger the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says as follows: Ochaz, who was the father of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, about 150 years before Chom Bayis Rishon, B'teles Ravoida. It doesn't get much worse. B'teles Ravoida. He stopped Klal Yisrael doing Ravoida. Chosam Es HaTorah. He seemed to close it up. They couldn't leave the Sefer Torah. Pasuk. Menashe was the son of Chizkiyahu. Just to give a little bit of quick introduction, Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't want to get married because he knew he'd have a son who was a Rosha. And he was told by the Novi, Yeshaya Novi, he's going to die. Savi Levescho, tell your family you're about to die. So he said to Yeshaya Novi, I'll do Teshuvah, can I marry your daughter? He married Yeshaya's daughter, Nishkelungun, son Menashe was a Rosha. Menashe Kidei Eswaz Koris. Menashe blocked up. He erased the Shem Hashem and the Sefer Torah. V'horas v'sam Mizbeach, he destroyed the Mizbeach. Does it get worse? Next Melech. Omoy, he'elo shemomis al gaba mizbeach. Before we learn, this means he stopped the avoid on mizbeach so much that it was covered in spider webs. Now, items going to be left quite a long time for spiders to find their habitat there. He left the spiders to roam free on his beach. No avoidon. The Gemara goes further. Ochoz hitayasa over. Menashe ba'al achoysoi. Terrible avoidon is going on at the time. Omoin ba'al imoi rabbosai. It doesn't get worse. Listen, Omoin had a relationship with his mother. And she said to him, Loshna Gemara, what pleasure do you have in such a relationship? His nusach is, she said to him, Klum yesh lecha hano. And he said, Klum ani oisa elo lahachis espoiri. I'm only doing it to anger the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If I would ask you, does it get any worse than that? You say, you know, you got a man, a melech, who has a relationship with his mother. And he says, I'm doing it only lahachis espoiri. Next one. Ki osod yohoyokim. Along came yohoyokim. Omar, he said, Kamoi la yodi la arguzi. They've got no idea how to do it. The Kamoi, the earlier kings, have got no idea how to anger the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I could do better. Listen. Klum onu tzrichin ela lo'egoi. We don't need God's light. Now, there are seven types of gold, each one better than the other. One of the types of gold is called parvayim. For those who recognize the word from Yom Kippur, the Avodah, I'll explain to you what it means. Parvayim is a type of gold which is a beautiful red color. Color red because it's as clear as the red of the blood of the shechted bull, of a shechted par. Parvayim. It's a gold which is the color red of the blood of a freshly shechted bull, which is called parvayim, which apparently gives off a clear light. Said the Melech Lais, Klumonu tzichin elal oiloi, yesh lanu zahov parvayim. We've got a beautiful gold called parvayim. We don't need the sun. Don't need the sun. Who needs the sun? Shonu b'shtamshen boi, yitol oiloi, let the Rebbeinu Shel Olam kaviyachol take away the sunlight. Don't need it. I've got gold. The gold does the job. The gold will light up my home. Amuloi. The Chum said to this Melech, this Rosha, what are you talking about? What, the sun you don't need, the gold you do. The gold's also the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What are we talking about? They said, funny man, the king. One second. You don't need the sun, you want to use your Zov. And who gave you the Zov to you? Fahaloi. Kesev Zov Shaloihu. Kesev Zov also belongs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In Yiddish they say, Vos machtem shugar. What are you talking rubbish for? You don't need the sun. I've got Zov Parvayim. Thank you. Who gave that to you? Shenema, Lia Kesev Lia Zov Um Hashem Tzavokos. Hashem says the gold and silver is mine. Amolahem. No, they said. He said, no. Kanos Nali, it's mine. Shenema, Hashamayim, Shamayim Hashem, for Horetz, Nosna Livneod. The Melech turned back and said, no, what are you talking about? Hashamayim, Shamayim Hashem, Horetz, Nosna Livneod. The gold is mine. Gold is mine. I need the gold. I don't need that. Son of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Vastavchnish. Don't need it. And therefore, he said, I'm angering the Rebbeinu Shel Olam more than the earlier Melech. What is the Gemara teaching us? How do we understand this? It's clear in the Gemara. It's very clear in the Gemara. The Gemara is teaching us Yesod in Hakaras HaTov. If you are being told that something comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and you use that very same koyach of the Torah to reject it, say, no, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, Ha'olis Nosna Ne'odam, to use the very gift of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to use the gift of the Torah to fight back and to reject it, that's Kavuya Torah. That is Ma'agaz the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If somebody forgets, somebody says, nah, the gold is mine. Okay. He's a Shoita. But he's not missing in HaKoras HaToiv. When Chazal used a posuk to say to him, Li HaKesef V'Li HaZov, it's all the Yibayin HaShleidons. And he says, no. In Torah it says, HaShomayim Shomayim LaHashem. V'Hol Yisrael Sanev Bnei Adam. He uses the koyach of the Yibayin HaShleidon to ignore the Yibayin HaShleidon. That's a different level of Kriya Toiva. And that is Margiz the Yibayin HaShleidon Kav Yochel, worse than a king who was Bo'al Inoy. Who put spiderwebs on the Mizbeach. Because you're taking the Yibayin HaShleidon's Toiva and with that koyach alone rejecting the Yibayin HaShleidon. Parallel Rosh, who must have received so much good, from Yosef HaTzadik. The economy of Mitzrayim was at an all-time low till Yosef came along. Comes a new Melech and says, Asher lo yada es Yosef. I don't know Yosef. Never heard of him. Don't want to know him. To take the verdict to say, it's not Asher lo yada who was in charge previously. Asher lo yada es Yosef, that Yosef who I know about. I'm rejecting the person who I know. Rejecting the good that he has done. That is a terrible kfuye toiva. And that leads itself to a tzicha. So in Kama Sforim, more than two, the later Bali Musa, they bring down a moedek moshel. Moshel ma'adah wadayim. It's a humorous moshel, but the point is very clear. Moshel ma'adah wadayim, they say, to Nebuchadnezzar, struggling for panosah, either oni, a shovel, struggling to go from place to place, struggling with panosah. And one day, he meets his friend in the marketplace, and his friend has a job. His friend sells lottery tickets. And as he walks past his friend, he moans again, he bemoans the situation, he cries for lack of food at home. His friend says, "Where's the boss? Save up a few putters and buy yourself a ticket. Where is? You could become an osher overnight. Don't be silly," says the oni. "If I've got any putters, I'll save them for food. Luxuries like lottery tickets are not on my horizon." And it pagans him, it pushes him. His friend even says, "I'll lend you money to buy a lottery ticket." So he makes a deal, he lends him money, and the oni buys a lottery ticket. And the Abuyi said, the moicha, the seller, is so happy for his friend, he wants him to win. He wills him to win. Every day he says, "You know what, in a few days' time will be the lottery. Kenzan will win. Your life will turn over." Late at night, cook the shmur toivo. The lottery seller hears, "Taka, the numbers his poor friend has chosen have won. His friend's Oshay." He runs home to his wife and says, "I've got to go and tell him." Clearly there's no mobiles or texts in those days. Chtavim's organ. Got to tell him. His wife says, "Meshugabistu, it's late at night. It's Poland. Knee deep in snow. You're going to trudge for an hour in the snow to the end of the next stop to go tell him the news. In the morning, he's sleeping anyway. He'll wake up in the morning, you'll tell him then." "No," says the seller, "I can make him so happy overnight. Chdav himself, I've got to tell him." And I go to Chava. He trudges through the streets of Poland, knee deep in snow. He's soaking wet, he's freezing cold. But he's singing a Vilshon Zogin. He wants to tell his friend the news. It's Aisha. He gets to the door of his friend. He knocks on the door. Chushach va'afelo. Eshloft. He bangs on the door. He bangs louder, knocks harder. Eventually from upstairs, the window opens. "No," says the poor man. "Who's there?" "It's I, your friend. Open up." "Don't be silly," he says. "I'll open up for you. I'm sleeping." "Open the door. What's the matter?" "Open up, I'll tell you." "I'm going to open the door. Tell me why you're here, F shall open up." "No, please open up the door. I've got news for you." "Hey, listen, I'm sleeping. You've woken me up. You've got news for me? Tell me about my window." From downstairs, the good friend shouts up to his poor friend, Yabid, you've won the lottery. You're an oisha overnight. You made so much money." It's quiet. Suddenly he starts shouting. He shouts. The poor man starts to shout. Now a rich man starts to shout. Chutzpah was. Listen to what he says. "Bishloima, everyone else in town who thinks I'm an oni, they don't mind waking me up. Because they think, I'm just a local town poor man, so wake up a poor man. But you know that I'm rich. You're the one who knows that I'm rich. You're waking me up, a rich man, in the middle of the night, Do us that chutzpah. Because you know I'm wealthy, you're waking me up. The Bali Musa say that to use the goods that Yen has given you, to use that back against him, doesn't create to you. Paroi was only in place because of Yosef HaTzadik. Asher lo yoda es Yosef is the hakdoma to the terrible rishos. Because he, the goods cat Yosef put Mitzrayim on the map. Had heard of Mitzrayim previously. But Yosef put power on the map. And to use the good sky of the strong economy Yosef established. And to say, I am here and I am lo yoda es Yosef. It goes deeper. That's the mice we had before of Yoyosh HaMelech. Yoyosh HaMelech's life had been saved by Zachariah's father. His life was there because of that. And to ignore that very good, say, my existence is due to your father, and b'mitzvahs ha-melech, they kill Zachariah Novi. That's called kafiyei toiva. Asher le-yoda es Yosef. They bring down Moedei Kemaisa on this very point. V'kol es ha-toiv. They bring down Moedei Kemaisa. Yavshach, Zatzal, went to meet the shiva of the home of Gebetson Cook. And he said to Yavshach, you're an older man already. Davnish came to the shiva, send a shliach, write a letter, make a phone call to the mishpocha, it's a covered, if somebody comes saying, Yavshach, send me. It's a chosh v'zach. Ross says, the tirucha you're putting yourself through to go all the way to show the mishpocha. They weren't even sure the connection Yavshach had to Rebetzin Cook. He said, what is it, Gazach? He said, "B'shas, I learned by the Brisker Gover. B'shas, I head to the oimuk of Hakolas Atoiv." He said, "B'shas, I learned by the Brisker Gover." There was somebody there. It's not clear if it was a family member or somebody living in the home. There was one of the Bnei Bayis in Brisker Gover needed tipul kosher, needed a lot of looking after. Zushtit. It doesn't say clearly what. A member of the household of Brisker Gover needed looking after, and the Brisker Gover was very busy with that household member, and was unable to put himself thoroughly into learning. Could the boy, he was busy. he couldn't do it. Yeah, but some cook took that member of the family to her house, and she looked after him like a Ben Bias, and gave him the love and care and attention that a child needed. Said the Avshach, yeah, but cook doesn't even know me. But she's the one who freed up the Briskerov's mind to be able, that Briskerov's shi'urim should be clearer, that I should benefit, daf ich alein gain zum shiva. Yeah, double inside. Yavshach said, I don't even know Rebetzin Cook, but because of her, the shi'urim of the Briskerov were clearer, ich daf alein gain. And Be'emes is the dance of Canaan Bali Tosfos. Not here. Beginning of Parshas Kisovoi, where the Torah HaKadosha is Marich on the mitzvah of Bikurim, which Chazal tell us in detail how that's connected to the mitzvah HaKoros HaToyu, Fa'onisov Omarato, Arami Ovidovi, mitzvah of Bikurim, HaKoros HaToyu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the Dance of Canaan, right. And what came just before the Parsha? What was the Hakadoma to the Parsha of Bikurim? Amalek. Mechis Amalek. Lo Tishkoch. Zochoy is Asher Osanoch Amalek. So the Das of Canaan. The two are connected. Amalek was Kafuye Toiva. In Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, Aleph, we learn that Shaul HaMelech was commanded to destroy Amalek. He didn't. He left Agog alive until later Shmuel killed him by Yeshasif. So the Torah, the Novi says in Shmuel Aleph, Tesvav, he killed Agog later. But the Vaila Agog was left. And during the time that Agog was left, he fathered the nation, the Amalek. That Amalek owed it to Klal Yisrael. Amalek owed his very existence to Klal Yisrael. And he tried to attack Klal Yisrael. They were our enemy when they were the ones who were saved by us. So Amalek owed HaKoros HaToiv. They didn't display it. Lo Tishkoch, says the Torah, end of Kisetzi. Don't forget their behavior. Next parasha. Mitzvahs Bikurim. We are told to show HaKoros HaToiv. The boy said, no subshat in handing a parasha. Vayokom Melech Chodosh. Zol Zayin the Melech Chodosh was the same old pilot according to one opinion. Asher lo yoda es Yosef. The minute he started to forget, not to realize not to appreciate Yosef, that's the beginning of Ritzicha. We've ignored the Olam Hazeh. We've come to the Nehem Torah. Let's understand the message of the parasha as well. It's from my father's word.